This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tony Holly joins us from the Community Foundation of Macon County. What's going on in your world?
You know, we just came off of the Impact 100 we talked about last week.
Yeah, what was the feedback? What did you hear as you guys, I saw on Instagram, out actually delivering the big checks?
You know, everybody you call, even the people who don't receive funding, you talk to them and you give them feedback on what they did well, and all the grants were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nobody who we felt fell short. It was just committees pick the projects that they just get attached to. So everybody, sure, we got to call and say, hey, congratulations after the show if you weren't listening. And of course, everybody was listening. So everybody I talked to already knew. So there was no, yay, which is okay. So I think everybody's excited. A lot of the programs are going to move forward really quick. So we're excited to see what happens, the impact it has.
You know, it just, it's the work. It's literally just, you keep swinging the hammer, right? I mean, and you're building something. And it's the work that people don't, I think, realize happens, you know, every day, day in and day out. There's so many innovative thinkers and people who are doing the right thing. There's a lot more cooperation and awareness of not sort of duplicating things and everybody pulling in the same direction. It's when you start to see real accomplishment.
Yeah. And you see programs where you get to go to ceremonies. I was at Pathways of Hope earlier this summer, and seeing that program that we funded earlier,
yeah,
and seeing the graduation stories and hearing what the Salvation Army does, the work they do, it's so gratifying.
Yeah.
It's so neat.
It really is. And some of it, I know it can feel like we're never going to get, you know, to the end or the answer or to 100%, but you just got to keep hammering away. That's,
yeah,
what you guys do at the Community Foundation, putting people and their money to specific and purposeful use to make the community a better place. So what's going on with all the folks back at the office?
Oh, back at the office, we're gearing up. You know, we've got the adult scholarship program that's been rolled out, and the deadline for that is November 1st.
Okay, so people still have a little bit of time, but it's running out.
Starting to get the applications, starting to see people call in with questions and get more information. And that's an exciting piece to be part of and talk to those stories, because now we have graduates who got the first scholarship in the fall. They're applying again in the spring. So we're going to see those success stories as they get closer to graduation.
No doubt about it. And how do people do that if they want to go to MaconCountyGives.org?
They can go on the portal and apply right there. I won't say it's an easy process. I've been through it and walked through it, but it's definitely worth it. You only apply one time, you get all your information in, and then we start reviewing, and we'll be right back into it. And then you blink, and it's time to get ready for the fall.
All right, talk to me again about the specifics of the adult scholarship and what it is that people need to know when applying for that.
The adult scholarship is for students who have been interrupted for 3 years. We ask that you're at least 24 years old, and there needs to be a three-year gap between either achieving your GED or high school or a stop in college credits. It can be for a two-year degree, a four-year degree, or any kind of, you know, technical training. So LPNs, RNs, it has to be at Richland Community College or at Millikan University.
And the scholarships range up to $2,500 per individual, is that right?
It's $2,500 per individual, and it can be recurring. So if somebody applies again, they'll receive another scholarship for $2,500.
Okay. Is it Kathy Carter who's in charge of that, coordinating that?
Kathy, who is an absolute stud at this. She's, you know, done it for years and years and years, and she coordinates it. So Kathy can answer all questions on that.
Okay. And once again, the best place to start is MaconCountyGives.org, which is the website. You got so many things that are happening in a community, and you can almost get a little bit like overwhelmed, I would think, in how to sort of pinpoint. I mean, what do you guys talk about, decide? I mean, I know you've got a board. Recently, I was invited to sort of your incoming chairman had a focus group of community members, which was a lot of fun to participate in, just talking about the community and what we do and what you guys do. There's just so much.
And there's so many different hats to wear.
Yeah.
And that's the neat part about the job, because it's never the same. But really what we try to do is match up what do donors want to do to help the community? What does the community need? And that's the neat thing. Obviously, adult scholarships has, you know, changed. We gave out 50, just about 50 scholarships for young people, for high school graduates. And the next thing was, what about adults?
Yeah.
And then that program blossoms. And then you get into, well, what about if you don't want to go to college? And you get into the Michael T. Garrigan CDL scholarship. You get into the Richland program, where we get CDL licensure to people who are either part-time or full-time. So it's flexible. So it's not just a four-week class. It can be an eight-week class. There's a lot of different things that go, a lot of different ways for training. I think anything we've learned in this is everybody doesn't want a four-year degree in college. Some people want vocational training. Some people want to be RN. They want to be part-time. They want to be full-time. And it's just having that flexibility to do that.
No doubt. And one thing we didn't talk about, because last week, clearly, you were going to announce all of the winners, but the We Are One Fund over Labor Day weekend donated $15,080 to local nonprofits. And I wanted to give a shout-out to the Decatur Trades and Labor Assembly, Decatur Buildings and Construction Trades. They started that in 2011, creating the We Are One Community Fund, and every year they collect money from their members to give back to good causes.
Yeah, and that's paying it forward. We always talk about that. That's working families paying it forward to organizations that maybe help them, that they know about, or a cause that they like.
All right, and Amy Ruff, who's in charge of that, you can also get that information on MaconCountyGives.org. Okay, did you get a chance? Have you listened to the podcast for the YLIA leaders?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
What are your thoughts?
You know, Lexi, I've worked around Lexi now for a couple months, and it's obvious to me. I mean, I love Brandon. Lexi is the star of that show.
Really? Oh, now you're starting some internal competition here.
Lexi is, you know, her routine, everything she talked about, I'm like, that's Lexi. I could see her facial expressions when I heard her voice. She's just succinct. She's, you know, matter of fact, she gets to the point. And her personality just kind of came out.
Okay, now see, Tony, everybody on a show has roles to play. It's not unlike a sports team. Not everybody's doing the same thing. Nick and I are here in the same space for 3 hours every day. We're not necessarily doing the same thing.
Right. And I think Lexi's that hidden star. I think she's coming up. I mean, we met Brandon. Brandon's been on the show. You know, we've all talked and met Brandon. Brandon is Mr. Personality.
Yeah.
He's Mr. YLIA, but Lexi has not taken a second seat to Brandon. I love that.
Well, I don't know that it was intended to be a second seat. I think here's the thing I would tell you, and this is what Lindsay has told me, and so I'm taking this from her because she's been in and produced. They recorded their second episode last weekend, which will be up soon. So they're pre-recording the podcast. And by the way, if you haven't listened, you can go to notacator.com and just go to the podcast page. Nobody asked us. It's a brand new series. And listen, this is all, we gave them a space and attached a sponsor, which wanted to support their efforts in Hickory Point Bank, who, you know, are invested in the community, invested in young people. They were very excited, to have this new, you know, path and place for them to exist. But this is all created by them. I mean, we're not, you know, they got a producer that's coming in and learning how to produce this and edit and put it all down. I mean, we want them to have not only a platform, but some real life work exposure and the experience. So they come out with a skill set they didn't have before they went in. But Lindsay tells me she came home Saturday morning and she just said, there's no way these kids should be this good at this, you know, 2 weeks into this.
And that's phenomenal. That's just phenomenal.
And that's somebody's interviewed thousands and thousands of people. I mean, we've been around a lot of people. I'm just telling you, they're making this thing sound way easier than it is.
And I'm excited.
That's the ultimate compliment, by the way, if you're in our business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to find out, their voices probably get lost. A lot of people, with everything going on, I think kids' voices get lost. Adults are making all these decisions. So I'm fascinated by the concept. I think it's going to be really neat to hear their perspective of what's going on, because all this is affecting them too. We forget that sometimes. So the fact that it's about them.
Doing a lot better at it than most of the grownups.
They are handling it, and they're a lot more flexible than we are.
That's exactly right. Anyway, it's an interesting take, and it's their take and their point of view. We're not scrubbing anything. It's just it's their space. They come in with notes. They come in with, you know, prep. They do segues.
I'm not surprised. Not even 1%. I know how these
Eric
kids
Lee
operate.
Wasn't doing that 12 years into the job. It was week two.
They were ready week one.
I just like to give Eric a hard time. but seriously, yeah. I mean, we had two meetings with them, you know, where they just asked questions and I just talked about, just suggestions on performance side of things. But they are unbelievably prepared. I mean, they're ready to go and they got something to say. And you know, they don't use time just to kill time. You know, they take what they need to make sure it's thoroughly done and then they're done. And that's, I mean, that, even that's hard.
Is there a suggested runtime, or are they just letting it happen? Just whatever
happens. Make it interesting. It was my only advice. I mean, to me, 12 minutes, 48 minutes, it doesn't matter if it's compelling and interesting.
That's exactly right. In podcasts, for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's other spaces where, you know, shorter is better. But I think that debate is kind of old-fashioned. I mean, I think to me, if it's quality, it that really doesn't matter. It may be a time thing that you look at a clock and go, okay, I don't have time for all of that right now. But if you're just interested in authentic and quality and good discussion, you know, whatever it takes.
So you got a teaser for the next one? Do you know kind of what's going on?
I don't know what the topic is.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be great. Whatever they come up with, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely great.
Absolutely. And so they're getting, you know, they'll, I'm sure, going to do guests and topics and all kinds of things. There'll be even more voices. But they are very good at it, just from a technical point of view, which is something, I mean, I do a job that everyone wants to tell you how to do. I don't know how many times you get stopped on the street and said, you know, here's where you really should be spending your money at the community foundation. I'm sure it happens occasionally. I don't think an insurance agent has a people. Yeah, you know, here's how you should be selling insurance. But this is a different kind of space. Everybody has an opinion. And I'm telling you, I could take 95% of grown adults, sit them behind this microphone and say, go. And about 3 minutes in, they would be struggling.
You ever gotten any feedback like that, that actually you're like, you know what? That's right on the money. I'll look at that or I'll change that.
No. because generally people who are rude enough to kind of like do that are just, they're the kind of people who want to tell everybody how to do their job.
They're not trying to nudge you into a better product. They're just ripping on you.
Yeah. What I'm telling you is most people don't even understand what we do. They don't understand anything. I mean, they just listen because they like to listen, or they don't like to listen, so they don't listen. They don't understand, like, I mean, how many times do we have a guest in here that does everything they can to keep me from hitting a hard break?
And they don't answer questions. They just say yes or no.
No, I'm talking about the ones when I have 30 seconds to go. I tell them we have 30 seconds to go, and they just keep...
Oh, landing the plane. Okay.
Yes. Because they don't realize that at 29:30, not 29:29 or 29:31, we have a hard break that we have to hit that goes to a satellite.
And usually you got to corral me for a minute leading up to that.
Occasionally you do it, yes. But it's stuff that it doesn't matter if you're just listening, you don't know that. So segues and interesting things and getting to and from subjects, all that stuff matters. I'm just telling you, these two kids are really unbelievably natural at this. And will they just get better, which is scary. I mean, that's how good they are.
And that's what I love about the combo, because Brandon and Lexi are two very different people individually. But they're both really ambitious kids with just discipline, a lot of maturity in both. So I give Brandon a lot of grief.
I love about the podcast is it's there 24/7. So whenever I wake up going, God, these kids are going, this earth's going to hell in a handbasket, I can just listen to 5 minutes of that and go, nope, it's going to be okay.
Well, and you meet these kids. And you know the future is in a pretty good place if we stay out of their way.
Yes. I love the name. I love the logo. I love the partnership. I love everything about it. Episode 2 on its way. And it's really worth listening to. And sometimes you just need to listen to young people. I know sometimes they can be annoying, or sometimes you feel like, oh, I've been there. You don't know what I know, and you'll feel differently when you're older and you start getting a paycheck. Okay. Sometimes you just need to listen to them.
Watched them on Saturday at the Northeast Community Fund Center. A lot of 25 YLA kids there, and they're dealing with 300 adults who are anxious for food. It's a little warm outside. Everybody's handling it with grace.
How was the dinner?
Delicious. That was really good. They did an excellent job.
Good.
Kudos to Richland's cooking staff for doing that.
And I know, we had like ADM's scientists were involved in some of that. I mean, that was a really extensive thing.
It was.
I love that sort of family setting, you know, on Merchant Street. I mean, everything about it is very cool.
No, it's a beautiful night, great company, very successful. So, yeah, loved it.
Good stuff. We will be supporting Northeast Community Fund and many, many others at the WSOY Community Food Drive. I hope you're all planning to come out and be with us that day.
I'm going to be there. I know YLA is going to be there.
I think that there's kids in school, too, though. So, I mean, and we don't need as many volunteers. I would tell you, I think, Nick, there was an issue with the volunteer portal. I would just ask everybody that you might think you've signed up and it might not have gone through in the early days of opening that up. We have a limited number of volunteers because of the pandemic. We're trying to do as safely as possible, so we're taking cash only, so we don't need, you know, nearly the amount of volunteers. But we also know people love to be there and participate. So go to uwdecatur.org. And I would double check to make sure if you signed up, because I know we'd signed up Zane and then it didn't go through. And I think that's been fixed. I hate telling people to go do it and then they think they did it and they show up and their name's not on the list. So make sure you double check that. And I know that there will be, as always, YLI kids and the Community Foundation. We appreciate everything you guys have done over the years to help us. You know, we're not a 501c3, and the Community Foundation and the United Way are great partners in that regards. And we have a number of people who give, you know, through the Community Foundation to the food drive.
There's great people in this community. They really are.
Do you know that more now in the last year than you did before?
Absolutely.
I mean, you were in the charity business. You were in the, you know, it was a more regional kind of thing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I was, and I met great people who were, you know, I had the kids who'd been saving up all year to give me money for cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm still in the cancer fight. I'm still doing a lot of that. But in this community, when you see it from people you've been around and you hear the names and you associate that with, I knew that person. I've grown up hearing that forever. It's just fascinating.
I think there's more here than in most places. And I say that only, and not to as a pejorative, but, you know, we are in Central Illinois and Indiana in very similar size populations. I mean, Lafayette, Danville, you know, Springfield, Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, Decatur, Springfield, right?
Yeah.
And I think this community collectively as a whole steps up more than any of those other communities. I mean, that's just what my experience has taught me working for Newhoff Media.
Yeah, there's just people who believe that we need to help our fellow man, and we need to help each other, and we're better when we uplift everybody. And that's the cool thing to see is when somebody comes in and says, "Who needs help today?"
Yeah,
you know, they're not waiting to be asked. They said, "I'm here. How can I help?"
No doubt about it. If you want to give to the Community Foundation, and you don't have to have millions of dollars. I mean, I think one of the things when you say a foundation, you know, there's a lot of people that think, oh, that's not for me because that's only for very, very wealthy people. There's a lot of people through the Community Foundation making a huge impact in people's lives with not tons of money.
Oh, yeah. There's families that come together. You know, we talked about the Reuben Cater Fund.
Yes.
You know, the different scholarships that happen, you know, those are individual. That's not just a chunk of money that everybody's sitting on. Those happen when people donate in the name of somebody.
Absolutely.
People start funds for people.
Or you have a passion that you'd like to share and keep sharing in the community, either while you're living to see it, which I think is more and more popular. It used to be sort of a thing you would do in a will. But why wouldn't you want to see those dollars, you know, in action today while you can see it with your own two eyes?
Absolutely.
All right, Tony, we really appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do, and we'll see you guys next week. And thanks again for all the help with the WSOY Community Food Drive. Nick, in its 20th year, where did the time go? How old were you when we started?
21.
About the time he started doing cheesecake.
Right, I was learning about cheesecake.
Or that, or I would say having a beer, but he doesn't drink, so the 21 thing wasn't a big deal in Nick's life. Anyway, we have it coming up October 8th from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. There's a Venmo code on the website if you want to give ahead of time just so you don't forget, or maybe you're traveling, you're not going to be here around that day. Lots of ways for you to do it and support the cause. Every single penny goes to food. No overhead.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.